Escaping Denver, Batch 2, Episode 13, The Song. You're not going to like this. As I was working my way through it, I realized I have maybe 2 episodes worth of messages left. So let's jump right in. When we left off, Noah and Sarah were following a map given to them by the leader of that secret group who has been fighting against the collective for centuries. You know, in the name of humanity. Are they the good guys? I doubt it. Their leader promised them answers and freedom in return for shutting down a machine, which feels like a fair trade if she's on the level. But I don't know. Sarah said it best. If it feels too good to be true, it probably is. I just hope they're ready.
Oh, it hurts.
We need to get the wrapping off. Just hold still.
It burns. Oh, it's getting really tight.
It's like you're swelling. The wrap shouldn't be this tight. Okay, almost done, almost done. And, oh my God.
Oh, is it bad?
It's growing back.
It hurts.
I don't know how to help, but this, it's growing back, Noah. I can see it.
Make it stop.
I can't. I'm going to look for a med kit, painkillers or anything to... Medkit, where would you keep a medkit? Come on, something, anything. Damn it! I can't think with this stupid song. What? How did I didn't even shut it that hard. How? This song. Noah? Noah! Oh, you went quiet. I didn't know if...
I'm still here. It's gonna take a lot more than that to get rid of me. I heard a crash. I wasn't sure if you were okay.
Yeah, I just flipped a desk by accident.
Flipped a desk? So, you too? Oh, it's the song.
Mm-hmm. It has to be the song. I didn't put any effort into shutting the drawer and then whooshed, flipped the desk.
And now we know the song kicks my healing into overdrive. Look.
It grew back. Does it hurt?
Nah, not anymore. While it was growing back, it felt like it was on fire. Worse yet, it felt like the new hand was trying to burst out of my arm.
Can you move it?
Yeah. Seems good. You know, like a normal hand. It just feels weird. Fresh skin is way too soft.
Your calluses would be gone.
Yeah, not that I had a heap to begin with. What the hell is this place? I didn't take it all in when my hand was... What the hell is this place?
It's the space she was sending us to, where we're supposed to get answers.
Yeah, but what are all those?
No idea. I mean, they look like little metal silos.
There must be 50 of them.
Almost like upright tanning beds.
Yeah. We need to open them.
Well, let's not just open things up. Last time, we got trapped in a ship. Why do you want to open them?
She said we'd get answers here. And if those pods are what I think they are, this is where they changed us. The pods could be filled with other captives, just like us. I can get my fingers under the lip. I just can't move it. A little help?
It's not some parlor trick. I don't know how to control it.
I'll try.
Fine, but it might not work. Maybe it was another one-off.
You feel something?
Yeah. Different.
Holy shit. You're Superman! Was it even hard to do?
It was as easy as opening a fridge.
You sheared the metal at the hinges. The force it would take to do that.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that? Stop it.
Sorry, it's just incredible.
You grew your hand back in a matter of minutes. I just opened a door.
No, I'm just... I'm envious.
Envious? You can heal.
Well, yeah, but it's different. For starters, mine was hell. Turns out, it hurts more healing from an injury than getting it. But you just hulked out without breaking a sweat.
You're alive because of your healing. Tunnel Tarzan said you would die from that worm bite, but you're still here.
Yeah, you say it like I'm winning.
No, but you are living. We both are. Despite what's been thrown at us, we're still here.
Yeah. But where are the test subjects?
This pod was empty, but that doesn't mean they all are.
I guess you have some more doors to rip off.
There has to be a faster way. Where's the control panel for all these machines?
Like a fuse box?
No, more like a computer. Yeah.
Let's split up to find it.
I don't think splitting up is a smart move.
We'll cover more area.
We should stick together.
I seemingly can't die, and you can throw a car. I think we're going to be all right searching a lab.
Okay, but we should be quiet and careful. We've made a lot of noise till this point, and I'd prefer not to draw more attention to ourselves.
Update. We got to this lab, and that song was playing over the speakers. Listen. Like music in an empty mall. I guess the song triggered something in me, and my healing went batshit. You might not believe it, but my hand grew back. Brand new. It's creepily hairless and still a little pink, but it's there. It's scary. Or at least, I'm scared. Watching your body do something you're not in control of is a terrifying experience. I didn't know if it would stop. What if it continued after the hand and kept growing into something that isn't human? What if I'm no longer human? What if Sarah isn't? Are these the answers we're here to get? It makes the idea of getting back to any kind of normal feel, I don't know, less attainable? There's a pizza place. It's around the corner from my apartment. Pizza is so-so, but they also do Jamaican patties. They slice them open and they throw in lettuce, tomatoes, and hot peppers. It's amazing. It's been a happy thought for me throughout this hellscape. That after all of this chaos, I will get to go home, eat a Jamaican patty, and get back to life, to normal. But I don't know if I can anymore.
Noah, I found something.
Coming.
I hate this. Splitting up was a bad idea. We don't even know how many ways there are into this place. Plus, I can't shake the feeling that something is wrong. It's just all too convenient. Things were happening so fast that it was hard to stop to think about it, but now, I don't know. It just feels too convenient. Something doesn't add up. The Sand Hue lady rounds up her gang and saves Noah. Fair. Appreciated. A dozen people feels like overkill to save Noah, but what do I know? And then that same group meets up in the boiler room afterwards. Why? I have no idea. Really. And if I hadn't confronted those soldiers, what was she planning on saying? Give me a speech? I'm not so certain. A big part of me thinks that she somehow knew they would find out where we were in the boiler room. That we'd have to escape through the tunnels and set her other plan in motion. This plan. Everything just feels laid out for us. Too perfectly. I mean, why isn't this lab crawling with soldiers? Or lab technicians? Or anyone? Noah was screaming. I flipped a desk. We should be in danger right now. But no. Crickets. I mean, we should... Oh. I think we have a winner. Noah! I found something!
Coming.
There are so many buttons and screens. I don't know where to start. What does this one do?
Wow. Good find. What are you doing?
So far, very little. I touched this button and the screen's turned on. I don't understand what I'm seeing. You?
Trying. If I click you.
What is this?
I think it's this room. See, the pattern matches the layout of the pods. There's the one that you ripped the door off of. It says, not sealed.
You noticed that pattern pretty quickly.
You didn't know? I heal and do patterns.
So talented.
Yeah, I try. Now, what else can we learn from this thing?
I still can't tell if the pods are full or not.
Nah, I don't think they are. The pods don't seem to have power running to them. Look, it says Phase 4 Laboratory Offline. Maybe that's us.
She said this place was necessary for replicating what they did to us. Well, it's good to know they haven't already started. What did you do?
Nothing. I just closed a window.
Oh, small miracles. That was getting on my nerves. Careful with what you click, though.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see if I can access any files from this thing. Mm-hmm. The keyboard's not in English, so it's a bit of a guessing game. Aha!
Cameras!
Yeah. Looks like this place is crawling with them. Oh, there's us. Hello!
Focus, Noah.
Oh, this is great. We can even see outside the lab. Coast is clear.
Let's see if we can access older footage. Like, maybe see if this place gets any activity.
All right. There, that's us. Tracking back, and there we go back down the hole. All right. Nothing yet, but...
There. Who are those three going back in the hole?
I don't know. It means they came in here just before us.
Can we see it from another angle? Maybe we can see who they are.
How's this?
Good. That's the woman who told me you were in trouble. What are they doing?
Looks like they're hiding duffel bags beneath some pods. I don't understand.
They're not just duffel bags. They're bombs. This was a trap. See? Look at that angle. Andre and a small army were outside the lab. They're in on it.
No. That's a live feed. They're out there now.
Shit. I'm gonna regret saying this.
What?
We need to get that song back on.
Sarah's gut. Her intuition, it's amazing, really. She seems like this pessimist, but really she just gets these gut reactions that are bang on. It was too convenient. All of it. The San Hugh lady set this up to close the book on their little story. To destroy the lab, the experiment, and the collective. To tie it up with a neat bow. She would have had to tip off Andreas somehow, but guess that's not out of the question. She had plenty of time after they left the shaft. Plus, when her gang went ahead and planted the bombs, we only saw three of them. Where did everyone else go? More bombs elsewhere? We need answers.
Lots of good news, bad news over here. Good news, we locked down the lab. It was just a single button, but boom, these blast doors just dropped down, locking them out for now. Problem is, it locked us in. With the bombs.
And we reviewed the footage and located one of the bombs. Still had 35 minutes on the timer. To be safe, we checked the others, and they all had the same, which means we still have 21 minutes to figure this out.
We can always head back down into the tunnels.
That's a last resort. They're likely down there waiting to see if we try to run. They're gonna get in here soon. They've made a lot of progress with their torches already. Only a matter of time.
Yeah, then what do we do?
You focus on getting that song back on. It'd be nice to have an advantage when they get in here.
And you're gonna fight them?
No, distract them. Buy us some time and keep them away from you. When we get close to the boom boom time, you open those blast doors and we bolt, leaving them in the explosion.
That easy.
That easy.
What if I can't get the music back on?
I'm not worried.
Why not?
Because I know you'll get it back on. In about 17 minutes, open the doors, we'll meet at the front. We'll run out of here together.
They've made it inside. We still have 14 minutes on the clock and 11 minutes till I can open the doors. But I can't get the song back on. I don't know what window I closed and I can't search it. Sarah's out there creeping around the pods. I can see her on the cameras. She still has some space between herself and the soldiers. There are 9 of them, plus Andre. All decked out in some pretty heavy-duty gear. I need to get that song back on.
I was wondering where you little mice were hiding.
Shit.
I have eyes on the door, and they're just beginning to creep in. Shit. Those are big guns. Okay, just about 14 minutes. Oh God, it feels like an eternity. Come on, Noah, get that song back on. We just need to buy a little time. Andre. It is him. Son of a bitch. This is why I don't trust. Get that song back on, Noah.
I was wondering where you little mice were hiding.
Shit.
Fan out.
Good. Separate from one another. Solid plan.
Don't listen to him. Fan out.
What are you doing, Noah? I'm the distraction. Oh, no.
He's on your left. Not yet. They're looking now.
We're screwed. I don't know how to get the music to play, and Sarah is only narrowly missing.
Head to your left now.
Oh, they are taking their sweet time, though. Checking every nook and cranny. Buying us those precious minutes. Still have to wait before I can run.
Stop. Okay, go.
I am really not built for this stress. I feel like throwing up. I don't know if I... Wait. Yes! Damn it!
Nice little setup you have here, Noah.
Ah!
You just can't stop getting shot, can you? You can't help yourself. You just love it. Who are you crawling off to? Stay a while. Look at your face. You'd think you'd be used to the pain by now.
Oh, it's not the pain. It's the burn. Ugh.
They weren't lying. Did your body just push those bullets out?
You can't kill me.
No, please, no. But we have established that I can hurt you. This is gonna be... What's going on out there? Damn it, come in! What's happening?
I don't think you brought enough men.
Shut it! How is this happening?
Don't you know? Sarah said you had a thing with your eyes. Can't you feel it?
My eyes? What are you talking about?
But you... Oh, you're not the same, Andre.
No. Now heal from this. Come on. Where are you? There.
She's moving along the west wall. Fall in. Fall in to the west. Does anyone copy?
Oh, they're all a little dead.
You bitch. Come out and face me!
And which face? The one who helped me get away? Or maybe it's the one who helped Noah. Then there's this one. It's just so hard to keep track of all your faces.
You're hiding, and you're injured. I saw on the camera. I saw you were bleeding.
Then why do you sound scared?
I'm not scared! I'm not scared! Where are you?
Behind you. And jumpy.
Face me.
Put down your gun.
Nice try. This is what's going to take you down. You're strong, but you can't stop the bullets. Neither of you can. You can see me, right? Then you can see your friend. His ability was impressive, but still limited, as is yours. It's just you and me now. You're alone and in over your head. This is the end of the road. Come on out and I'll finish this quickly. You can run, but you'll have to face me eventually. Why not now? I'm not Palmer. And this isn't going to end well for you. There's no monster to come out and save you this time.
You're right. This isn't going to end well for me. I mean, how could it? And you're right that I'm going to have to face you eventually, but when it happens, I will be the last face you ever see.
Face me!
That's 8 bullets. He's empty.
How did you? But I...
And you were even right about there not being a monster to come out and save us this time. That monster is already here.
We won't make it to the front in time.
Back down the hole.
What if it's a trap?
Better than a bomb. Don't worry, it's not my blood. Again, go on. Just drop. Let's go!
Sarah just rip Andreas in half? Is that possible? Just how strong is she now? And Noah, back from the dead? I have questions. He was shot in the head, so what about all the bits of him that would have poured out? Do those all come back together to form the new Noah, or does Noah just grow new bits? In which case, do the bits outside of him become a new Noah? How does it work? God, I need answers, and as far as I can tell, we're gonna get some. Remember that weird thing with the messages I received? Well, I figured it out. It was when they were in the shaft with the cult people. I guess some of the messages partially sent, and I still have a few duplicate recordings to get through. Thank you to CuriousCast for your support, and I will be back in a couple of weeks for the last messages in this batch of Escaping Denver.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.